This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Province to Assembly endorses province name as Madhes with its capital Janakpur Dham. Health Ministry reports 6,734 new COVID cases in Nepal today. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki directs concerned bodies to ensure telecommunication services in rural areas. And Taliban says all Afghan girls will be back in school by March. Now the news in detail. The Province to Assembly has endorsed the province name as Madhes with its capital Janakpur Dham with a majority of votes. Province Assembly members Shailendra Saha, Shailendra Adab and Bharat Prasad Saha proposed Madhes as the province name in today's Province Assembly meeting. Among the lawmakers present in the meeting, 80 of them voted in favour of the proposed province name Madhes, while 19 votes were cast against the proposal. Likewise, two-thirds of the Province Assembly members endorsed the proposal to determine its capital Janakpur Dham. 78 lawmakers voted in favour of the province capital, while 21 votes were cast against the proposal. The government has begun to provide booster doses of anti-COVID-19 vaccines to frontline health workers from today. The health minister informed that the frontline workers could receive the booster dose from 17 vaccination centers in the Kathmandu Valley. The frontline workers are required to complete 6 months from the date of receiving the second dose. The ministry also informed that the same vaccine would be given as the booster dose to the target groups. A total of 6,734 new COVID cases have been reported in Nepal today. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the cases were confirmed while testing 17,465 samples. Meanwhile, 547 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. The Health Ministry also reported 3 corona-related deaths today. Minister for Health and Population Birod Khatiwada has said that the vaccination campaign against COVID-19 has been forwarded with high priority. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Socialist Press Organization Morang in Biradnagar today, Minister Khatiwada said the government had launched the vaccination drive in a more effective manner across the country. The Health Minister also said that there was no problem regarding the vaccination against COVID-19 since 40 million doses of vaccines were in stock, stating that 60% of the total population has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The health minister said that temporary desk would also be set up for expediting the vaccination drive. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi! मोबाइल को डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has directed Nepal Telecommunications Authority to ensure telecommunication services in rural areas. Addressing a program after inspecting the Nepal Telecommunication Authority's office at Jamal in Kathmandu today, Minister Karki directed the authority to execute this year's plan and programs without any delay. The Communication Minister reminded that the concept of development can be fulfilled only if anyone realizes their rights and responsibilities. Meanwhile, Secretary at the Ministry, Dr. Baikunth Aryal, suggested increasing coordination among the regulatory body and the service-providing companies for the development, expansion and credibility of the telecom sector. Urban Development Minister Ram Kumari Jhakri has stressed the need for policy-level reforms for development. Talking to media persons upon completing 100 days in office today, Minister Jhakri said new policies should be formulated in collaboration with all to ensure the development of urban areas. The minister added that the desired results could not come out due to a lack of coordination among three tiers of government, ministries and other concerned bodies. The CPN-UML has suspended all programs of the party that gather more than 25 people. Issuing a directive today, the party has instructed all party leaders, cadres and people's representatives from the party to involve themselves in the service to the people. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. A senior Taliban leader says girls' schools across Afghanistan will hopefully reopen by late March, offering the first timeline for the resumption of high schools for girls since the group retook power in mid-August. Speaking to journalists on Saturday, Zubillah Mujahid, a spokesperson for Afghanistan's government and Deputy Minister for Culture and Information, said group's education department would open classrooms for all girls and women in the Afghan New Year, which starts on March 21st. Although the Taliban has not officially banned girls' education, the group's fighters have shuttered school girls' secondary schools and barred women from public universities in some parts of the country. A major winter storm has brought heavy snow and ice to parts of the U.S. and Canada, putting more than 80 million people under weather warnings, according to BBC, more than 145,000 people are without power in some southeastern states, and thousands of flights are cancelled. And Virginia, Georgia, and North and South Carolina have all declared a state of emergency. The U.S. National Weather Service says more than 1 foot of snow is expected in some areas. Highway Patrol have also reported hundreds of vehicles accident in the snowfall-affected areas. New Zealand has sent a plane to Tonga to assess the damage after a huge volcanic eruption triggered a tsunami. According to BBC, the eruption has covered the Pacific island in ice, cut power and severed communications. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society says up to 80,000 people could be affected there. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the tsunami had wreaked significant damage. However, no deaths have been reported so far. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhapashim Province. It will remain partly cloudy to mainly fair in rest of the country. And there are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of western high mountains region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more.